Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Fewer in the business, a bigger cut for those who are left. In a nutshell, that is the current state of affairs for Kentucky country ham producers.
Yeah, the country ham industry is growing. There are fewer and fewer producers annually as people get older, they drop out. But then the ones that are still in business keep growing.
Still, Bill Robertson with the Kentucky Country Ham Producer Association is optimistic. The reason is the group's work over about the last 10 years in getting the 4-H Country Ham Project off the ground.
Until we started this, curing country hams almost became a lost art. And we have done everything possible. The knowledge and the experience and the facilities that we have lend that to the project for its support.
The Producer Association and 4-H leadership have been astounded at the project's acceptance and popularity among 4-H kids over the relatively few years in existence.
Growth of the 4-H Country Ham Project in the state of Kentucky is phenomenal. As we started out years ago with just 43 kids. This year, statewide, we got 750 kids participating in 60 of our counties. That's half the state. Isn't that just something?
Obviously pleased with the progress. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's time for the 10th annual Fall Field Day at CPC Commodities in Fountain Run, Thursday, September 4th from 9 to 4, and you're invited. Get to know the good folks at CPC Commodities and stock up on feed and equipment with special 10th anniversary Fall Field Day blowout prices. Fall Field Day also features a full-line trade show, expanded this year with more vendors representing the best products in the livestock nutrition, animal health, and farm hardware industries. Thursday, September 4th from 9 to 4, and you're invited.
On the day of our interview, the Ham Producer Association's Bill Robertson was involved with the All Commodity Breakfast, the opening day event for the State Fair.
This breakfast here at the Commodity Tent is a big morning for us because we're going to auction a 4-H country ham, which the revenue supports the country ham 4-H scholarship. And a youngster has had to participate in the 4-H country ham project to be a recipient of the scholarship.
And Bill Robertson makes the point that the kids learn about more than just curing a ham.
And when they bring their ham to the state fair on the grading system, 60% of their total score goes to an oral presentation, which I think is excellent. These kids need to learn to speak. You can have the best ham at the fair, but if you do a poor job with your oral presentation, you don't win much.
It's about that and teaching responsibility and leadership.
You're trying to help youngsters grow.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.